Welcome to The James Rice Show, a humorous, entertaining, and sometimes thought-provoking look at teaching and studying abroad. Join the conversation as James guides you through his experiences and provides insights into how to improve your English and how to improve your teaching of English. And now, here's the man you've been waiting for, James Rice.
Welcome, my students, to the James Rice Show. It is fantastic to have you back and listening. And we are closing in on that elusive 10,000 listener mark. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get that this week. And thank you guys for all of your support out there listening to the show. And of course, we are on podcasts for Apple and Stitcher for Android, as well as I think we're on some Amazon with the TuneIn. You guys can get your Alexa. Say, Alexa, play James Rice Show. All right. So maybe your Alexa's just turned on. Welcome, guys. I'm very excited to have this week a roundtable discussion with some former Mexican students who studied English at my school in Canada. So they do have a Canada perspective. But it's great to hear their voices and learn about their experiences. So students, if you are thinking about going abroad, studying abroad, these three amigos, Alfredo, Lillian, and Mariana, are going to talk about their life and their experiences. And, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to have Mexican students on the show this week, you know, is because so much negativity by President Trump and America about Mexicans. And it just seems like all Mexicans are bad people. And in my experience, it's not true. I've had wonderful, wonderful experiences with Mexican students. I've been doing business, of course, in Mexico since 9/11. I remember my first trip to Mexico was right after 9/11. So since 2001, I've been working with Mexican business people, Mexican travel agents, and all my experiences, all of them have been wonderful and great. And I think focusing on the bad guys of the Mexican society, I mean, it's very easy to do. And you can focus on the bad people in Canada. You can focus on the bad people in the U.S. There's bad people everywhere. And there's nasty gangs in America, and there's nasty gangs in Mexico, of course. There's nasty gangs in from Vietnam, from China. Even when I lived in Japan, there were some pretty bad guys. So, you know, it's a bit simplistic to say that all Mexicans are rapists and murderers, because that's just not true. And we're going to have three amazing, amazing students on the show. And, you know, in fact, they're like family to me, these three students, and I love them so much. They're really wonderful, and that's the one thing that Mexican people bring to the world, you know, as good as, way better than Canadians and North Americans, I think. They, you know, when you visit Mexico and you meet Mexican students or even Mexican business doing business there, they treat you like family. They treat you like you are part of their family. And it's really warm and it's really wonderful. And I remember the first time I was doing business in Mexico, you know, I was like, hi, I'm James. And, you know, I'm the owner of the school. And here I am. Nice to meet you. And I was very formal and very polite. And then the Mexican man was like, come to my house. You've got to meet my wife. And this is my grandmother. And this is my aunt. And I'm like, wow, okay. That's a lot of people I'm meeting here. We're just doing business. And, you know, they made me feel very welcome. And they made me feel very warm. And that's the wonderful thing about Mexican people, is when you're doing business, you really are doing business as family members. And over the years, those bonds between people become stronger and stronger. And that's the great thing about Mexican students and doing business. Of course, you know, Mexico has the mole. You know, I've talked about the mole before. It's a kind of sauce or food. Mexicans describe it as sweet and spicy. So what the heck is that? I don't even know. So, you know, Mexico's not perfect, all right, Mexicans out there. All right, you guys aren't perfect. You guys have the mole, okay? So that's a big problem for you guys. So I really, really don't like that food. And we'll meet today, Mariana. She's the woman that introduced me to mole. That was a terrible, terrible experience. So it's not all perfect. It's not all sunshine and rainbows in Mexico. But, you know, the first time, very funny, quick story. Sorry, Stephanie. I know, time. Stephanie, the producer here, is, you know, tapping her watch. You're talking too much, James. Okay, I know that. One of the funny stories I love to tell when I went to Mexico the very first time, I think it was in, I think it was like November. It was after 9/11, so it would have been November. And, you know, it's just kind of winter in Mexico. And winter in Mexico is like 15 degrees Celsius, you know, for my American friends, what is that, like 60 degrees, 65 degrees, 60 degrees maybe. And so I, you know, for a Canadian, you know, that's summertime, man, 60 degrees, woo, that's fantastic. So you can tell the gringos down there, right, my Mexican friends, because I'm walking around in my t-shirt and my shorts and my sandals going, this is fantastic. I mean, I just come from Canada in November where it was cold and snowing, and it's like 15 degrees. I am feeling it. I'm loving it. And, you know, I walk into my hotel, and the Mexican doorman, he's wearing a long, you know, winter jacket with gloves and a sweater and a scarf around his neck. And, wow, it was totally different. Totally different. So I remember that. It was very funny. And I'm thinking, it's 15 degrees, man. It's beautiful weather. So that was a good memory. And Papa Bill's. Guys, Mexicans, have you guys closed down Papa Bill's? I'm hearing that Papa Bill's have disappeared. I love Papa Bill's. You know, I love Papa Bill's. And I loved it so much that my Mexican friends, they got me a hat from Papa Bill's. The waiters in Papa Bill's. It's a bar. It's a big bar. The waiters in Papa Bill's wore these top hats. They were really funny. And they never, ever, you couldn't buy them. You couldn't get them. You had to work there. And that's the only people who had the Papa Bill's. But my amazing students got me the Papa Bill hat. I think they paid a lot of money for it. So I thank them for that. I don't know what they paid. But I got the Papa Bill's hat. And I love my Papa Bill's hat. And so, anyways, that's coming up. We're going to have a great roundtable discussion. This week, the listeners on The James Rice Show, they're pretty consistent. We haven't had much change. First place is the U.S. of A., my American friends. Thank you. Brazil in second. Canada jumping back up to third. My mom's listening again off vacation. Hello, mom. And Mexico in fourth. Mexicanas, we're doing the show for you guys. So I hope to see these numbers rise. You know, share this with your friends. And Korea in fifth place. And Italy, you know, wow, Italy has jumped up. Yeah, jumped up almost in the top five. Buongiorno, my Italian friends. Salute. All right. Don't forget, of course, we have our YouTube channel. We got the free English lesson. So check that out. You can visit www.thejamesriceshow.com. And we have the videos on there, and we have it's called Free Lessons, so you can watch it. And don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/James Rice Show. That has photos and videos, lessons with some subtitles, where you can watch some of my lessons there. Now they are older videos, so the quality is eh. But, you know, hey, it's free English. What do you want? So it's a good one to check out as well. So they're short videos, 2 to 3 minutes, and they're great little videos for you to enjoy and practice your English. And, of course, don't forget My phone just went off there. Did you guys hear that? Don't forget to check out our episode pages this week. And I'm getting into trouble here from Stephanie. Stephanie, the producer, is giving me trouble. I'm off my game, Stephanie. I'm sorry. Check out our episode page on our website, www.thejamesriceshow.com. You can have more background information on what we're talking about on each episode. This episode's a special episode, though, because we're doing the roundtable with our three amigos. And I hope, you know, in the future, I hope that we can get more students from the different cultures to talk about their experiences studying abroad. So if you're out there, you want to be on the James Rice Show, shoot me a message. And you can do that on our Facebook page, okay? So do that on our Facebook page. All right, okay, Stephanie's giving me the, you know, she's slicing her throat, which means like, stop it, stop, cut, cut, time's up. All right, Stephanie, coming up next, we are going to have our round table with the three amigos, Alfredo, Lillian, and I hope Mariana. You know, I'm stalling for time here because she is out there driving on the road somewhere in Mexico trying to find a place to stop and pull over so she can be on the James Rice Show. So please drive safely, Mariana, and we will talk to the three amigos next.
The Study It textbooks are the first ever completely digital and interactive English as a Second Language textbook series. Once downloaded, these textbooks do not require a Wi-Fi connection. Students and teachers can use them anywhere, anytime. Used in over 40 schools, universities, and NGOs worldwide. Study It is the future of English teaching. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.
This is a special edition of the James Rice Show as I welcome two former students from Mexico who came to study in Canada. They studied English at various times, and they are here to discuss what it was like to study in Canada and how that experience has affected their lives. Now, they are in Mexico right now, and we're hoping that the audio will be fine, as it will be as it has been a little bit unstable here, the internet connection, but we're gonna do our best to interview them and talk about their experiences of studying abroad. And I hope it will be helpful for those considering studying abroad, even if you're not from Mexico. And of course, if you are from Mexico, this will be a great opportunity for you to learn more about their experiences. So first, I'd like to welcome Alfredo. Alfredo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, James. How are you doing?
I'm great, Alfredo. Could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and when you came to Canada?
Yes, I'm Alfredo. I went to Canada to study English as a second language in 2007 and 2008 for 1 year. I went there.
Fantastic, yeah. And the other one on the line is Lillian, who went twice to Canada. Lillian, welcome to the James Rice Show.
Hello, James. How are you?
That's great, great. Now, Lillian, you're at a party, are you not?
Kind of. I'm trying to escape just for this short show.
So we've heard some of Lillian's relatives in the background and her dog, yes. So if we hear that, we know it's Lillian's party going on. So welcome. So Lillian, when did you come to Canada to study English?
I had the opportunity to be in Canada two times. The first time was from, I think, August 2007 until February 2008. I was there for 6 months. Then I came back to Mexico and then went back to Canada for 1 year and 4 months. And that was on February 2011 until May 2012.
Yeah, you came just in time to meet those 100 French students.
Yes, I had the opportunity to have them, all of them. I think two times.
It was 100 French men. I just want everyone to know. Lillian was was definitely there having a great time.
Of course, I did.
was that your best memory in Canada, Lillian? Those 100 French engineers? Or was there another memory?
Think it was one of the best.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the best, for sure.
I remember Lillian in the lounge with five French men surrounding you, talking to Lillian. And I remember her, and she was very happy, very pleased. And Alfredo, you
I think it was a great, great time.
I tell you, your English improved a lot, Lillian, at that
moment. Of course, not just my English. Actually, my French.
Your French too, kidding. Yes.
French.
Alfredo, I think your Japanese improved as well.
Yeah, kind of Japanese.
Alfredo was popular with the Japanese ladies.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend in Connect School. That's why.
Yeah, from Japan.
Yes,
Japan. That's a great way to practice English, correct?
Yes, we could practice English a lot.
So, yeah. Alfredo, what was kind of your best memory studying abroad?
My best memory, I have many, actually. I remember when we went to some party in the boat. Do you remember, James?
Yeah, it was sure.
One of them. And the other one, when we create the football team for to play in the snow. Do you remember?
Oh, that snow football. Great. Yeah.
Snow football and volleyball in the island. Another ones. And all the meetings we went and all the around the bars. Yes, was fun. Actually.
Yeah, I forgot that.
I have many memories. Yeah, it was fantastic.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic. And why did you decide to study abroad?
I decided to study abroad because I was worried about in English is we can get the better opportunities in Mexico, better jobs. So I got there for to enjoy with the Canadian people on don't speak Spanish, you know, because if you speak Spanish and then try to learn English is kind of you forgot everything. So I remember, and when I was concentrating in the class, it's like, oh, the class is finished, I go home, but you have to think in English. Also,
right, absolutely.
Upside the school to go everywhere. So that's perfect for to
that's
learn.
One of the great benefits of studying abroad, of course, is you have to think in English. You know, when you're going on the subway, when you're going to the grocery store.
Exactly.
When you're
a supermarket, yes.
Yeah, when you're going to buy some clothes or some shoes, everything is in English. So it's really,
exactly,
really amazing. Now, I have a special treat for you guys. We just had a new person jump on the line. See if we can get her. Mariana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, James. How are you?
Mariana has joined us.
Finally, Jeff, Mariana.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Mariana is a very, very, very special Mexican young lady because she was the first Mexican at my school way back when we started.
Yay! Yes, I was.
And when I went to Mexico, you showed me around. You were my translator when I traveled to Mexico. And sadly, you introduced me to mole. That was terrible experience.
It's not terrible. It's delicious.
It was not delicious. And so thank you, Mariana, for coming on the show. It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear you guys too.
Yeah. Now, why did you decide to study abroad?
Well, I decided to go there because at the time I just finished high school. In Mexico, we finish at around 17 or 18. And I had no idea what to study. So my mother decided to send me somewhere. And I chose Toronto after checking some other places. And I checked at your school, and I loved it from the start, from the beginning. And then you accepted me, so I went over there to have the TESOL course. And Well,
yeah, that was a big mistake accepting you, man. I tell you, that was you.
No, that was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Now, what was your best memory of going abroad?
My best memory. Okay, the best thing I had, my friends. I actually keep in touch with them. When I went there, I was 18, so I was very young and I felt lonely, but I found people who were, who became my family, and I knew how to live on my own. I grew up like a lot, and language and I don't know, living in a different culture, having a different lifestyle, it was amazing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure. Absolutely. Lillian, how are we doing? You okay there?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. Now, I want to ask you, Lillian, you know, there was a recent study that stated that students feel before they study abroad that their biggest worry was their language. But after they arrived, their biggest worry became housing and where to live and, you know, homestays and things like that. Could you tell us, did you have that feeling at all before and after?
Before, I actually didn't have any like big worry, maybe just the general ones about like how to communicate, but it was not like a worry. It was just something that it was supposed to happen. And
I don't know, Lillian, you are a big worrier. You were.
I know.
But I don't know. Are you still a big worrier? I remember you worrying all the time.
All the time. Yeah. And I think at the end, when I got to Canada, I was not thinking about all the experience that I will have to face and I will have to solve. So as Mariana said, it was kind of figuring out how to be independent, how to live on your own, how to ask and how to get help from people that is not your family or your relatives. So I think that was the worries when I just got to Canada and I had to figure out how to
survive,
live without my parents and survive.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about the language. It was about like even your money, like how do you do your financials and all about that.
Right. Alfredo, did you live in a homestay?
Yes, I did.
Would you recommend the homestay experience to students?
Yeah, for sure. It's a very good experience. You know, your family in the homestay is really kind, always try to help you. So you can practice. They understand you that you are a student. So they try to speak not too fast and not with slangs, no, or not with idioms. So for me, it was very good, very good. But now also I keep in touch with them, with this family.
That's good. That's good to hear. Mariana, yeah. Did you have
yes.
any experiences, you know, that were not good, you know, that you felt really surprised by or shocked by, kind of bad experiences in Canada?
Actually, I did not have. Well, in my case, I didn't have the homestay experience. I was listening to you guys. I thought, okay, I think I went into the wild, actually, because I looked for some rooms while I was in Mexico. And then when getting to Toronto, I actually accepted one of those in a student's house or something. And at the beginning, I was living in the basement. And I shared the basement with an Indian guy and two other Mexican girls.
Wow.
Yeah. It was kind of shocking because the guy was a bit old. The ladies were leaving like a week after I got there. So I had not a bad experience, but I felt kind of not in my place. After a month, they moved me upstairs in the house, so I was I had more company. And in Toronto, in general, I had no bad experiences. Actually, everything was easy for me. The subway, and by the way, I had never used subway before, maybe two or three times in Mexico. So those were my first. I don't know. I live and I moved and I had to use subway and buses all the time, and it was great for me. The only thing is that when I went shopping or something, the accents, because you meet people from everywhere, so sometimes the accents were a little bit tricky to understand, and I got confused many times, but sure. Yeah. Eventually you adapt to that situation, and I don't know, I really enjoyed my time there, and I had no bad
the accents. The accents is a good point, because of course in English, you know, there's many kinds of English speakers. Mm-hmm. There is, you know, mm-hmm. there's the Japanese English, there's the Mexican mm-hmm. English, mm-hmm. You know, there's the Korean English, there's the Chinese English, there's the Brazilian English. All people speak English, but it's a different accent. So, you know, coming to Canada and Toronto specifically has that advantage where you're meeting many, many different cultures, all speaking English. So it's really kind of a good practice for you in the future. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, Lillian, I think you had some bad experiences. Specifically when you were like in the Christmas play, the Christmas musical.
Well,
that was a bad experience for you, yes? I think you were the evil Jessica in the Christmas play.
Yes, I had to be the evil Jessica. I don't know why. I was so kind.
I think
nice
you were cast there because of your natural ability, yeah?
Okay, maybe a little bit. And at the beginning, I was a little bit shocked, you know, like just the way that you have to act in front of people that you actually don't know, even they are your classmates.
And dance. And
it
dance.
Was kind of shocking.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, it was difficult.
Yeah. Part of our school has a huge Christmas musical once a year. And Lillian was the villain in that. And Jessica, the evil Jessica. And you know what we do now, Lillian asks, is actually we have the students sing. Could you imagine?
Really? No, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we make them,
I'm glad I'm not.
We make them sing a song. There's one section now. So we've gone from simple role-playing to actually a Broadway musical with people singing and dancing.
Well, I think that's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Scary, but fun.
Scary, yeah. You gotta get the right people, that's for sure. Now, Alfredo.
Yeah.
When I was in Mexico, you took me to Papa Bill's.
Yes, we went there.
Had an amazing evening at Papa Bill's. I don't remember anything, but there was a photo. I don't remember what happened.
And your hat.
Were you there?
Ah, really?
And Mariana also. We were there.
Ah, really?
Mariana was there too?
Yes, I was.
Well, I don't remember you guys at all.
Oh my gosh! The party.
How much tequila? I gotta check that. I gotta check that.
Yes, photo. a lot of tequila, maybe.
I blame that on you, Alfredo. I wanted to ask you, Alfredo, because what did you think of the nightlife?
The nightlife
in Canada versus Mexico, the parties and the bars and things like that.
The nightlife is. I remember. Is the first thing I remember is I feel like really safety, you know, like I can go like 3 or 4 a.m. and I feel safety to go anywhere and with my friends, you know. I my favorite place was like Mana. I remember, I don't know if it exists now, but
yeah, I don't know if it's like a Brazilian. It was a Brazilian. Well, they have
it's Brazilian, you know, on Bay, maybe it's near Bay Station or something.
Yeah, I still out there.
Yes, was very good place for me.
The Lillian's laughing. Well, did you take the French guys there, Lillian?
Yes. Well, the French guys were all Toronto. They don't stay just only on Manan. They went everywhere. But it doesn't matter at that point. We can continue about Alfredo's experience.
But yes, it was a very good experience. Many pubs and clubs and friends I could meet over there. So I have a good experience.
Yeah, no, you. I know you did.
It's very fun.
So it was a different type of club though, right? Different nightclub than in Mexico.
Yes, a little bit different. Yeah, in Mexico, but the difference in Mexico is maybe the clubs close. We have after the club, you can go to the, we call after.
After clubs.
After clubs, yes. So, but it's not that different. It's kind of the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Okay, good. Now, of course, while we have Mexicans here, we're chatting to Mexican students. Mariana, we want to ask you about the elephant in the room, Donald Trump. Well, you guys are all laughing now. What do you think about the President Trump? Mariana, you first.
What do I think about him?
And his view of Mexicans.
He is not a nice person. He's not a leader at all. I think he opened a door I did not know that was existing yet. For example, I really didn't think he was going to win. I didn't think he had as many supporters as he does. And I thought that, everyone okay with differences and with, living with people from all around the world, and then noticing that that was not true, that he actually had many people on his side was very shocking for me. It's kind of sad, and it makes me angry to know that, Mexicans just like me and people from other Latin countries can go and travel just to visit family or just to, to meet some new places, because we will be treated differently or badly. And
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, certainly he has put a bad kind of image on Mexican travelers who, yes. many Mexican students have traveled to Canada, traveled to my school, without any problems, except Alfredo, of course. He was a problem.
Yes. Oh, no.
Alfredo, what do you think? Build that wall. What do you think? Should we have a wall between Mexico and the U.S.?
We don't need it. I think it's a good idea, because it's not the solution. The wall is not the solution, because it's expensive, And if it's because of just for the separate the U.S. to Mexico, I think it really is a very bad idea. Because the bad people, if they going to put the drugs or something like that in U.S., they use tunnels or airplane or submarines or whatever, but it's not the solution.
They will find a way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the good idea. It's expensive, and I think in my opinion, it's a stupid idea. So, my opinion to him is maybe he's a very good guy for business. No, he's a businessman. But he's not good as a president, because he's not political, and he's not kind. He's rude, and not just with Mexico, with everybody around the world, So yes. It's good. He's a businessman. I think this is my opinion for him.
Now, I gotta say, guys, your English is amazing. You guys are fantastic.
Happy to hear that.
Lillian, how did you maintain your English when you came back? And how did you?
Well, I found out when I was in Canada that the best way for me was using it, interacting with it and using it for my life. So when I was in Canada, I was able to communicate at different activities. It was not just school. It was in a party or in a game or outside with my homestay family. So then when I came back to Mexico, And after a few years of trying to keep my English like up, I realized that I had to do something different to continue myself learning about the language. So I decided to become a teacher, an English teacher. And that is the way that is helping me to use, to understand, and to be able to have a better English. Even I think I have a good English, I think all the time, because it's a second language, you are always learning new things about that. So that's the way that I'm learning it, and I'm keeping it.
And of course, you're listening to the James Reich Show podcast. Shows. Right?
Of course.
Every week. Of course you guys
are. Of course. Yeah. Yes.
Good. We've only got about a minute left. Mariana, how about you?
Okay, me. I love English since little, so I keep reading my books in English. I barely read in Spanish. So I read. I'm a teacher too. I actually teach literature. So,
wow.
Yeah. It has been amazing to teach this subject, and I have everything in English in my class, in my mobile, in my room, everywhere, and I try to speak to my friends in English too, so they can practice and I can practice as well. So sometimes maybe I find something not working with me. For example, I had a problem with the word danger a while ago. I started saying it incorrectly, and then I noticed it. So I don't know, just like Lillian said, using the language.
That's fantastic. Well, and you guys have certainly maintained your English. I mean, we just had a political discussion about Donald Trump. That's fantastic. So thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. It was it's amazing to hear your voices again. And you guys you guys are the absolute best. And I will see you in Mexico. And let's have some paloma with me. No mole.
Mole, yes. Okay. Paloma and mole.
Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, James.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care, guys. See ya.
Have you subscribed to James's newsletter? When you subscribe, you will receive a free Study It ESL textbook. Visit www.thejamesriceshow.com for more information and join today.
All right, that was very fun, and I really enjoyed talking to the three amigos there. That was great. Now we're going to discuss something a little more serious, students. So normally we have an idiom of the week here, but I'm going to change this to talk about a very serious topic. And that topic is plagiarism. Plagiarism. Now, you may not know this word, but you definitely know what it is. And plagiarism occurs when you copy someone's writing on the internet or in a book, and you put it into your own essay. So, for example, you might say something like, you know, there's 400 million people who love chocolate. And so who told you that? Where did you find that? You can't write that without stating who gave you that information or where you found that information. Okay? It is a big problem for international students right now. In fact, a recent study by the University of Minnesota said that 85% of plagiarism cases came from international students, okay, in their university. So, guys, we got to work on plagiarism, all right? Teachers and schools and universities and colleges, I hate to tell you this, but they have software that will allow the teachers to copy your essay and put it into the software to see how much has been plagiarized. There is the technology that is out there, okay? So this is going to happen. And if you guys are not giving notice to who you found or who wrote the original part of your essay, then it's plagiarism and it's academic dishonesty. It is cheating, and you can be suspended from college or from university or from high school if you are caught plagiarizing. This is very serious. It's very, very serious issue in North America. We have an idea here in North America that intellectual property belongs to the person who created it. So that means I am creating the James Rice Show, and I don't want people to take my show and, you know, sell it to somebody else. This is my show. I've created it, and I'm broadcasting it, and I'm putting the work into it, and I want to be at least acknowledged and shared, and not having somebody claim it to be theirs. So another person named James Rice saying, yeah, this is my show. No, that's plagiarism. You know, that's a bit of an extreme plagiarism. It's a little bit different. But essentially, you're stealing someone's work. And you don't want that to happen to you. It is a theft of the worst kind, because someone has done the research, done the work, and they just want credit for that. Okay, so you have to learn how to do a bibliography, do annotations at the end of your essays, so that you can say who wrote different parts and who came up with the research behind what you are saying. You know, and that is very, very important. Okay, and I want you guys to be careful out there about plagiarism. And if you're not sure, many of the colleges, universities, high schools, they have writing courses that you can take that can help you with this problem. So especially international students going to college and university, you guys have got to figure out what plagiarism is and how you can make sure you're not doing it, because it is a very serious, very serious offense. All right, so I wanted to give you guys a warning about plagiarism. All right, so we're just about coming to the end of the show this week, and I want to thank again my Mexican friends, Alfredo, Mariana, and Lillian. You guys are wonderful. You guys were wonderful in Canada, and I'm so proud of you and your English ability that you have maintained, and I'm proud of that. I'm really, really proud of you guys. So I hope to meet you guys in Mexico. And I love my Mexican friends, and I'm sorry that you're getting a bad reputation in the news. But hopefully, you know, through just being yourselves, people are going to see how wonderful the Mexican people are, and it doesn't have to be so negative about the Mexicans. So I hope this small podcast shares that amazing ability of the Mexican people that we met, and see what they're doing with their lives. And I'm very proud of them. Very, very proud of them. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have for today. And as always, I thank you for tuning into the James Rice Show. And remember, be crazy.
Thanks for listening to the James Rice Show. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter and send us your questions or comments at www.thejamesriceshow.com.